Hello, and welcome to The Echo, a mental health care podcast where we discuss various topics with experts in the field of mental health. I'm your host, Bharat Iyer, and this podcast is brought to you by Pearson Clinical India, one of the world's largest test publisher in the mental health space. Today, I would like to introduce our guest, Dr. Kalpana Srivatsava, president of the Indian Association of Clinical Psychologists and one of the most distinguished professionals in the country, with over 30 years of experience in the field of clinical psychology. She is a senior scientist from the DRDO and is a recipient of many awards at the national and international level. Today, Dr. Kalpana will be speaking to us on coping with uncertainty and loneliness during a crisis. Dr. Kalpana, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here to discuss certain psychological aspects as a consequence of the pandemic COVID-19.
We're excited to have you here. Now let's jump right into it. There's a lot of anxiety and fear rising from uncertainty due to the pandemic. How can people cope at a time like this?
Thank you, Bharat, for discussing this today. It is true that uncertainty can unfold fear and anxiety, and it is very unsettling, primarily because human nature demands predictability. We need some certainty to feel safe in our lives. But factually speaking, there are very few things that are certain in our lives. The COVID-19 pandemic has shown us that life and things around us can change unpredictably. Uncertainty also leads to fear because you do not know how you would cope with the things if they go bad. It leads to anxiety because you are thinking of how to manage a situation about which so less is known. Since we cannot reduce the uncertainty right now, we should know how to manage the fear and anxiety arising out of this. Let us look at things which are not under our control. The situations around us are not under our control. The various outcomes are not under our control. Then what is under our control? Our lifestyle and habits are under our control. The way we respond to the situation is under our control. So we can choose to react in a particular way, and that is why we should be informed and calm both at the same time. Knowledge is power, so stay informed with correct source of information. This can allay anxiety. One of the qualities of anxiety is that it is futuristic in nature. It feels like a loss of control. Let us talk about how we can cope with anxiety. It is important not to dwell on the worst case scenarios as it will trigger more anxiety. Focus on current situation and we can do best out of it. At least take 10 minutes to sit in a quiet place and be still with yourself. Focus on your breathing, listen to music or anything which calms you down. Focus on the quality of sleep. Quality of food we eat. To increase resilience, one has to be self-invested.
My next question for you, Dr. Kalpana, is how can people manage their loneliness during this time?
Yes, it is important to discuss about the loneliness, especially during this lockdown. Loneliness fundamentally undermines a person's sense of safety and makes it very hard to deal with the life. People who are lonely often crave human contact, but the state of mind makes it more difficult to form connections with other people. However, there are few things which are important to combat loneliness. Let us discuss them one by one. First and foremost, it is the social support, which is very important. So reach out to family and friends. Seek support. Having close family members or friends imparts a feeling that you are not alone in this deal. It can protect you from psychological and physical distress. Those who isolate themselves when they are stressed or worried may feel more distressed in the situation. So keep in touch with me. You'll agree with me that use of technology has come as a big savior in our situation. So it may not be possible to meet with friends in person. However, it is possible to keep in touch with friends via phone calls, Skype calls, or video calls. So maintain social connections as much as possible. stay invested in social networks. Helping and supporting each other is a simple and effective way of feeling gratitude. This helps in feeling positive about the things you do have. So let us try to cherish that feeling of gratitude at the end of the day by helping each other. One more important thing, that is about the skills enhancement. Try to use some of this extra time in hand to upgrade the skill. Many a times it may have happened that we might have wanted to achieve something in life but never really found the time. Perhaps not time to get on with things we did not have time to do before. Enhance your skill, join some online courses. This will give you a sense of achievement and also boost up the well-being. Lastly, let's talk about the routine. Routine is very important and it should be structured. Try to follow the schedule every day. However, in between, one can fill up this space of day with activities of your choice. Activities like gardening, watching movies, listening to music, reading, etc. This can fill up the space. I hope these few simple things may help in combating loneliness.
My last question for you, Dr. Kalpana, is if people are in need of mental health services, what can they do and whom can they call?
Yes, regarding seeking help, the people who are already under care with someone should continue to be in touch with their respective mental health professionals. Those who are feeling stress and find it difficult to manage with uncertainty and stress during COVID-19 pandemic should seek help of mental health professionals. Clinical psychologists are trained in helping people to develop healthy ways to cope with the stress. Do not suffer alone. Share with a professional. Indian Association of Clinical Psychologists has got a helpline. Use that helpline number. That is 080-471-9224. It is in Hindi, English, Telugu, Marathi and Tamil languages. Use adversity as an opportunity to bring about change. It can turn out to be precious. Stay safe, stay home, stay positive. Take care.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kalpana, for speaking with us today and for giving us some much needed advice on dealing with this crisis.
Thank you for this discussion and having me here.
With that, we'll be ending our episode. Let us know what your thoughts are in the comments, and if you like what you heard, please like, share and subscribe for more content from us. If you'd like to learn more about us, please visit www.pearsonclinical.in or click on the link in the description. We hope you've enjoyed this learning as much as we've enjoyed delivering this learning to you. And once again, thank you.